What if the pressure your leadership team is putting on you to prove AIROI right now is actually setting you up to lose more money than you save? That's exactly what a major new survey just revealed. And it should stop you in your tracks. Here's what's happening right now in professional services. Avalara just dropped a landmark study called Agents of Change, surveying finance leaders across Australia. And the findings are spreading globally, picked up everywhere from Taiwan News to the Manila Times. 9 in 10 finance leaders feel intense board-level pressure to prove AI returns fast. But here's the kicker. Only 12% say their organizations actually prioritize governance over deployment speed. For firms like Rick's Business, where billable output and client trust ARE the product, that gap isn't a tech problem. It's a profitability problem. First, the ROI you're chasing could be erased before you even measure it. When an AI agent makes an error in a client deliverable, you're not just fixing an invoice. You're managing a damaged relationship, a potential liability claim, and a reputational hit that takes years to recover from. Speed without structure doesn't create returns. It creates faster mistakes. Second, governance is your revenue protection strategy. The firms actually winning on AI right now are building accountability frameworks before deployment, not after. That means defining the output metric first. Time saved per engagement, error rate reduction, client response time, and assigning a named human reviewer to every AI-generated client-facing output. Not because you don't trust the tech, because professional liability standards require it. Third, you're probably measuring ROI wrong. Cost savings are only half the picture. Compliance errors avoided. Rework hours eliminated. Client escalations prevented. These are all legitimate ROI metrics that most firms never track. Audit trails documenting what the AI produced, when, and who reviewed it don't just protect you in disputes. They make your ROI defensible to clients and regulators. Here's your one action for today. Before your next AI tool goes live, or before your next leadership meeting about one, write down three things. The specific output metric it's responsible for, the named human accountable for reviewing it, and how you'll track cost avoidance, not just cost savings. That single exercise separates firms building real margin from firms just moving faster. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.